أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Kindly straighten your ropes and shoulders and gaps in between, and kindly keep our mobile phones on silent.
Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
Thank you.
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Dear respected brothers, elders, alhamdulillah, we are very honored and privileged to have with us today our guest speaker, Sheikh Maulana Ayaz Jikalia from Plaistow, East London. He has traveled from, mashallah, he's the Imam of Masjid Al-Hikmah in Plaistow, and he's graduated from the Islamic Dawah Academy in Leicester. Mashallah, Maulana was very pleased when I invited him to come and to deliver a talk to be able to spread some, inshallah, beneficial knowledge and some guidance for us to take use of in this blessed month. So the same way Mawlana accepted our invitation, I'd like to also hope that as residents we are able to honor his coming and inshallah stay behind and benefit from his speech inshallah. So brothers are requested to participate. Jazakumullah khairan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Was salatu was salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa yawma ya'addu adh-dhalimu ala yadayhi yaqulu ya laytani ittakhadhtu ma'ar rasuli sabila. يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في موضع آخر الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الرجل على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحبه صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Brothers are requested to read Durood Sharif. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والطاهرين إلى يوم الدين. Respected, honorable brothers, elders, It is a great tawfiq and opportunity given by Allah Ta'ala directly that after the Asr Salah, between the Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah, a very, very blessed time where we fasted for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala the whole day. We've stayed hungry, we've stayed thirsty, and we're hopeful of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for reward of our fasting, for reward of, you know, exerting ourselves. And the more closer we come to Allah, the reality is, my brothers, whether it be in the form of us fasting and any ibadah that we present to Allah Ta'ala, these are all stepping stones for us to reach Allah. Right now we are sitting in this gathering. By Allah, I assure everyone who is sat over here, and for as long as they will sit, they will also be rewarded abundantly by Allah Ta'ala. This is again making a part of the parcel that makes and brings out the best, you know, version of ourselves, and most definitely brings out a much better light to our Ramadan. And in terms of reward, we are greatly rewarded by Allah Ta'ala. Sitting inside a place where the remembrance of Allah takes place, this isn't something little. It holds great value. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in hadith that إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ فَرْتَعُوا, that when you pass by the gardens of paradise, then graze, immensely graze. When you're going through gardens, for example, we have, you know, animals and they go through a field which is lush, it is green, and it is a place where they can benefit, derive benefit from, they graze on this land, and they benefit from it. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, questioning this figure of speech, they said that, what are these gardens, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said that the gardens are in reference to halaqatul dhikr, places where Allah Ta'ala is remembered. Go to these places, take benefit from them, sit in them, and derive the spiritual benefits. Well, again, another hadith to give us a reminder about how weighty in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala these gatherings are, that are facilitated, mashallah, by the masajid in the month of Ramadan, out of Ramadan. In the hadith, again, quoting our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that majtama'a baytun majtama'a qawmun fi baytin min buyutillah. There are a group of people and they sit in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Allah. Illa haffatumul malaika. What happens? Angels, they envelop this gathering. Wa ghashiyatumur rahma. Number two, mercy, it envelops this gathering. Wa nazalat alayhimus sakina. Number three, tranquility descends upon such a gathering. And finally, the biggest thing that will bring happiness to me and you, my dear brothers, وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. Allah Ta'ala takes mention of such a gathering with those who are with Allah. And we come to know in another hadith where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala يُبَاهِي بِكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَيُبَاهِي بِهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Allah Ta'ala takes pride in His servants in front of the who is going to be in front of Allah? None other than the angels. So mainly, my dear brothers, today my message that I want to get across to everyone is particularly understanding our benefit and where our benefit lies, with who our benefit lies. And number two, understanding where in turn is our loss. With who do we face loss? What time do we face loss? There's times as well that we can face loss, and there's times as well that we can have surges, we can have peak times, we can have times where there's benefit. Yeah, a lot of people at times, you know, they say that, you know, when they're working and they've got, for example, in instance, they have a minicab job. So what happens is that they have times where there's surges. This is a time where they're going to know they're going to reap a lot. So it's a time of benefit for them. And then another time they'll say, look, what's the point in going out at this time right now? Yeah, it's quiet, there's no benefit. So in light of the world, in light of the dunya, we are constantly bombarded and we're constantly told that in this there is your benefit and in this there's your loss. We automatically, or if not, we ourselves, we incline towards understanding where our benefit lies, because it's our dunya at stake. It's our world at stake. When our child is born, instantly, without thought, nobody tells us how to fill in these application forms of child benefit and how to get that funding going, but we run our mind in it. Because for the sake of world, for the sake of dunya, the reality is me, myself, and every single one of us, we know that our benefit is in this. If we don't end up even if we go over 3 months as well, we might not even get the backtrack of the child benefit. So we'll make sure that we'll end up getting it in the right time, we'll fill the form, and then we'll make sure, now you know how quick we can get it done as well. We don't even need to fill the form, we can just go on the HMRC app, and automatically, you know, even I know all of this stuff. It's the reality. It's the reality that how fast we want to get it done and how instant we want it, how instant we want that gratification. Where is our benefit? Who is giving our benefit? Where's our loss? Where are we incurring our loss? Yeah. In turn, we are living in a time, my dear brothers, that we are completely put in front of different things that are calling us and giving invitation to us. They are seeking our company. For instance, we just look at our phone and we have a news feed that'll come. Guaranteed, I have a news feed right now, which I definitely do. That is an invitation, it's a company. It's telling me that take out this time of yours and give me that attention and read me. We come out of the masjid for a second and we'll go on the high road. A invitation will come. Go to the doorstep of the shop. The mannequin will be outside it. And it'll have those who will be inclined towards, you know, materialistic items in turn, you know, they'll see it and they'll become attracted to it. It'll get something going, it'll get the ball rolling in their mind. Yeah, so that is company. It's calling us, it's inviting us, isn't it? We go to a few more steps further, we look up and there's a billboard and it tells us about the latest mayonnaise that's out. And what happens, our mind, when we end up going to the supermarket, we think that, yes, you know, I remember seeing that billboard, it invited me. We give into it, automatically we made, because it might be actually beneficial going about purchasing that particular product. But there's things that are always playing a key role in shaping and making that person we are whilst we're going through this dunya, my dear brothers. But reality is, in turn, whether these things that are calling us are beneficial, whether they're harmful for us, they're calling will only be confined to the world and how much we can actually spread out and benefit from these things in the world that are calling us. By Allah, there are many other things that we need to see where our benefit lies in. With who our benefit lies in, and you know what is giving us that benefit that will actually give us true success when it comes to our objective. Yeah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us not ever forget these riwayat and these narrations. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that when a person leaves this world, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثُ فَيَرْجِعُ مِنْهُ ثْنَانُ. Yeah. Then when this individual leaves this dunya and he needs to go face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are three things that follow him and take him to the place of rest. يَتْبَعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. يَتْبَعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. His family, his wealth, they follow him. وَيَبْقَى مَعْهُ عَمَلُهُ. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, even the friends and the family, sorry, the friends, family, the wealth that this person accumulated, these two things return back. What actually really retains and remains with us? Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that it is our amal and it is our action. When we are in a place, when we are in environments, we are in company that gives us a push and rolls us towards this amal that is actually going to be a means of our salvation, understand that this is true benefit that we need to go about reaping and true benefit that we need to follow. And if we have company, or if we are in a place, again, when I was going to talk about company today, it wasn't just about human beings now. It's become a lot more of a bigger picture than this now. The time that we're living in now, the devices that we have, automatically open up your social feeds. They'll be giving you da'wah. It'll be calling you. It'll have a specific da'wah and it'll make an effort that how can it end up taking a chunk out of your time? Remember, Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that time is so precious. Al-waqtu sayfun. Time is a sword. Use it for your benefit. Iqta'u. Use it. Utilize it. Wa illa qata'ak. If you do not make your time useful and you don't end up using your own company, your own time, your own life in things that are worth and things that have worth, Remember, people, if you don't make value of it, you let people will end up taking chunks and time out of your life. What, give an example. You know, we have sometimes when we go, you know, certain places, that a group of youngsters, if they haven't achieved or they haven't done well, most of the time they're just sitting out on the streets and they'll be talking to one another. And what happens? Because there's no goal, there's no objective. The whole day goes past and they're squandering. I remember, you know, my in-laws are in India back home, so this isn't, again, to paint a whole picture over the, all the people who are in back home, na'udhu billahi min dhalik, or give reference and say that every single person is like this. But we were passing by a group of youngsters. So this was quite common, this sight, passing by a group of youngsters. So my brother-in-law was saying to me, my wife's brother, he was saying that some of these youngsters particularly, they just live off the wealth from, you know, their relatives who are in other countries. And I said, what about them themselves in regards to their own experiences, their qualifications? He said, these ones in particular, again, I'm not painting the same brush over every single person who's from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and that they have this hirs and they have this greed that people send them money. Na'udhu billah, this is not a notion, and I don't even promote something like this. But he was saying that, I remember them, they weren't the really hard-working people in school, and later on, yeah, al-waqtu sayfun, time is a sword. Use it wisely, if not it will cut you. Now they don't have anything left, they're not really that well qualified, so what they do now is that they just sit with each other the whole day, they just talk to one another, and their company for one another is so non-beneficial that the whole day goes by and, you know, that's the end of their day. They just sit together and their day's finished. Done. They're taking chunks of time out of each other's life. They're taking chunks out of each other's life. So we go on our social feeds. I was going to mention, and I was saying that, you know, recently I was looking into content creators. Content creators that we have over these social media platforms. Again, company. Don't think, well, let's not think for a second that when we're just going to meet a person or our friend or our child's friend, now we need to be mindful that that child, the friend of our child, he's either a good child or a bad child. If he's a bad company child, we're going to take him away from him, and that's the end of story. No, we are living again in a time where everything is so interwoven that everything has pretty much become company. The child that our son is playing PlayStation with his headset on, that particular time as well, who is that person? Who is our child talking to? Most of the time, they will be their school friends. But again, you know, when they're sitting in front of their tablets, is that not a friend as well? Is that not company? Yeah, even the content creators, what they do is that, for instance, you have a show or the program or whatever they've uploaded. They have statistics from their side that give them information that this person, for instance, or a group of people were only watching this video up till 12 minutes and 36 seconds. For example, what they do is that if the video was 20 minutes, they'll end up cropping parts of the video now. And they'll make it just enough bite size for the people that 13 minutes is enough, 12 minutes is enough of this video, and they'll end up getting the views, they'll end up getting the hits on it, and people will become content that, okay, their concentration span for this video in particular is only 13 minutes. They make it and they basically tailor according to that much for their target audience. My dear brothers, look how much effort is being made behind the scenes. This is what I want to come to. That for the dunya and for those who are trying to divert us when it comes to our iman, when it comes to our ta'alluq with Allah, look how much effort happens behind the scenes in regards to how we can make people's valuable time invaluable to them. How we can make people's valuable time invaluable. Yeah, we stand in Taraweeh, and I was saying this to my congregation yesterday. For instance, we come at the masjid at 8 p.m. and we leave at 9:30. But on the nafs, it seems so difficult. It seems so hard. Whether the Taraweeh is going fast, whether the Taraweeh is going slow, it seems as a challenge for every single person. Yeah. Again, that's because we've been so immersed. I'm speaking to myself first, my dear brothers. Yeah, that, you know, we are standing in front of Allah Ta'ala, but reality is that we're so immersed that we won't have the patience at times. Although it's only from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And I posed the same question to my congregation. that if it was a film, for instance, a movie, by ease, if we were standing and I was saying to the youngsters, if we were inside the theme park and we were queuing up for around 1.5 hours, 2 hours, those 1.5, 2 hours would go like that. Although there's no productivity in essence. And I was saying to them as well, that after the Fajr Salah, many of us, we'll have that habit of scrolling in the evening before we go to sleep. It's 10 p.m., it's 9 p.m. Those who are married, I advise them that just put the phones away. Yeah, and that's time for the family, it's time for the wife. Yeah, there's been so many cases where, Maulana will be able to give you first-hand, you know, cases as well, that, you know, sometimes how many people come to the ulama and over small, small things, the wife complains that the most of the time he's out of the house anyway, he's working, he's making a living for our children, and then when he comes home as well, the phone's just not out of range of him. It's on the dinner table, it's in his hand when he's in bed. So when do I have that intimate time with him? Again, is this benefiting us, or is it making us lose? Where are we seeing our benefit? Where are we seeing our loss? Today, this is the main, in a nutshell, this is what I wanted to put in front of us and try to put these facts in front of us. Yeah, we are in our beds and we are scrolling, and it's 10 p.m. until 11:30 p.m. We look at the clock and we wonder on the top, where did this 1.5 hour go? Sometimes it may even leave to 12 a.m. Where did these 12 hours go? Oh, sorry, these 2 hours go. But when it came to Tarawih, 1.5 hours felt like a challenge. Because again, we are number one. We need to reevaluate where our benefit is and understand that our benefit is in that 1.5 hour Tarawih, and that benefit is inside our 5 times Salah. That benefit is in our 30 days of fasting. That benefit is in all of the things that Allah Ta'ala has reality made it challenging for us. But my dear brothers, by Allah, once we start becoming acquainted to this, once again, in Ramadan, we find it so easy now to sit in the masjid. We find it so easy to adopt good company, and we feel good about it. No one right now would think that my time sitting in the masjid right now, whether we enjoy the bayan or not, everyone would feel good about themselves that because I'm in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my time is being productive. My time's not being wasted. This is not a waste at all. If I go home and I say to my spouse, or I say to my children as well, that, or they say, Abba, where were you? Or, you know, where were you? So we say, we're in the masjid. The wife won't even complain, because she know that you're in a place of benefit. It's a place that you can't go wrong. Yeah, so I wanted to just mention this today, my dear brothers, that company is something that's there around us, and we need to understand. And now I just want to summarize and put to in perspective that who do we need to understand, or what do we need to prioritize in regards to where our loss is and where our benefit is. Starting off with the loss. Number one, at the top of the list, Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Shaytan is an open enemy for you. Make him an enemy. If we want to end up breaking this cycle of being under the habit of procrastinating, delaying things, yeah, forgetting things, to do things on time, فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ. Yeah, even forgetfulness, not even bearing things in mind, holding it in mind. Yeah, remember, a lot of things, it comes from Mr. Shaytan, who's locked up at the moment. Yeah, it's him who's giving and feeding all of this to us. Allah Ta'ala says, put him at the top of your list. He's an everlasting enemy for you. Yeah, he had sought respite from Allah so that he can actually just go about taking us off the rails. That's his master plan. End of day, his master plan is that. And Ajib, I was mentioning about when he was being casted out of Jannah by Allah, he said that, Oh Allah, Rabbi anzirni ila yawmi yub'athun. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me respite. Oh Allah Ta'ala, give me a long life. If he was given 50 years after he was casted out of Jannah, he wouldn't even be around right now, and the world would be a much better place. But he asked Allah Ta'ala that lengthen my life until the day of Qiyamah. Imam, if I can recall correctly, Imam Baghawi rahimahullah ta'ala, or one of the scholars, the Mufassirin, they mentioned that look at Shaytan, that how snidey and how cunning and how smart he was. Allah, at the time where Allah Ta'ala was, you could say, immensely angered by the action of Shaytan, even at this moment, Shaytan didn't think it big that I ask Allah Ta'ala something. Even then, look how Shaytan works, or when people are out there for their benefit, then look how people will work, or look how Shaytan worked in reality, that he didn't become despondent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time where he was being casted out of Jannah, Allah Ta'ala was displeased with him. He said, at that time he raised his hand, or he somewhat made dua to Allah, that, oh Allah, give me respect until the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, you know, you are qala fa innaka min al-mundarin. You are from amongst these people who have been given respite. The Mufassirin, they mention that even at this time where Allah Ta'ala was immensely upset with Shaytan grabbed the opportunity, he made dua to Allah, he didn't become despondent, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to turn his dua down. My dear brothers, in the state of fasting, us being mu'mineen, us being those who are the followers of the ummah, or followers and from the ummah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can we become despondent that, my Allah won't hear my duas? My Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't accept my pleas. My Allah ta'ala will not accept my prayers. Shaytan, at this crucial moment, he still, you know, again had his prayer in essence accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was just one point. But in reality, shall we get back to a conclusion about what Shaytan will actually do when it comes to the crunch? Allah ta'ala paints it very beautifully in the Quran, and he says that وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. Shaytan, on the day of Qiyamah, he won't be like, hey, everyone, come over here, join me. Yeah, we're going straight, first ticket, first class to Jannah. He's not going to do that. Yeah, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. When everything will come about and everyone will be, you know, rubbing their eyes that, you know, this is actually real. It's actually getting real. Yeah, in Shaytan will say, Allah Ta'ala had promised you, and he promised you what was right. He promised you what was right. Yeah, all of those things that I used to put in front of you. Yeah, I used to place the fitna of women in front of you. I used to place the fitna of music in front of you. And you used to get certain gratification. You used to get this enjoyment from it. Yeah, if you used to go about acquiring, you know, the wealth in this manner, which was displeasing at that time Allah, but you pleased you. Again, no, as disclaimer, this isn't direct to anybody. It's just putting different examples of how we're faced and trialed with different things in this world. People are faced and trialed with alcohol, trialed with zina, adultery, fornication. There's so many things like this. So Shaytan, he said that, I promised you, وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala promised you, he promised you which was right. And I promised you, but I broke my promise. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعُوتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. Shaytan will say that, I just called you and you answered me. But shall I tell you something? Today, when you're standing alone in your own shoes, مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. Shaytan will set the record straight. He said, today I can't save you, you can't save me. That's where Shaytan will leave us. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when it comes to that type of friendship, if it is negative friendship, if it is people who we are idolizing today, if we are associating ourselves with wrong company, who they're with us just for the sake of formality. Yeah, inshallah, they're just with us for the sake that because we might have a nice house, they're our friends. We might have a good car. We might have a good business running. That's why, you know, they're tagging along with us. We might have a bit of wealth. That's why they're around with us. We might have, you know, all of these different reasons. Yeah. So Shaytan, he just send us off the hook. Yeah. So whatever we're coming back to in reality, for instance, people who idolize celebrities, for the wrong celebrities. Al-mar'u man ahabba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we will be who we will love on the day of Qiyamah. That is in turn what our outcome will be. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. When it comes to the world, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, Al-rajulu ala deeni khaleeli falyandhur ahadukum man yukhalil. A man is on the religion of his brother. Be mindful in regards to who you make a friend. A man is on the religion of his friend, sorry. Be mindful in regards to who you befriend. I want to make this a lot more vast again. be mindful, my dear brothers, in regards to what we are bringing onto our phones. Be mindful in regards to what our children are being exposed to. Be mindful in regards to what we are being exposed to. Yeah, because this, again, is all company. It's all affecting us. Yeah, sometimes, you know, we go home and our child doesn't even look towards us anymore. He used to look at us when he was 2 years old. But now when he's 4 years old, he's just at home and he's attached to the Alexa device. He's attached to the tablet. And we wonder that why are we not getting that response that we used to get that response? Is because, again, this world is pulling them away so fast away from us and we don't even realize it. We go home and, again, company. We phone. We need to sometimes phone our children from downstairs because they're deaf ears to our call. Yeah, we're phoning them on their handset, although they just live one. Their bedrooms is one floor above us, and we're calling them to come downstairs. And they're saying, you know, Dad, yeah, I'll come down in a sec because let me just finish this game off, or let me just finish. I'm just gonna turn off. And then you know, some parents they tell me at that time we need to pull the pin out of the Wi-Fi because it just gets too much. It gets too much. They don't listen. So these are things we need to crack as parents, that well, what are we being exposed to and what our children are being exposed to? Where is the benefit lying in our children? Are we losing them? Are we keeping them? Are we losing ourselves? Are we losing our Allah? Or are we keeping our Allah? Where does our benefit lie? Where does our loss lie? Yeah, my dear brothers, in reality, the real true friendship that will actually last and remain with us is actually the friendship of Iman. The friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The friendship, nobody will sell us out. Nobody will end up deceiving us. Nobody will end up hurting us. Most definitely not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this reason, the verse of the Quran that I wanted to mention, Allah ta'ala says to us, Al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din aduun illa al-muttaqeen. Friends on the day of Qiyamah, they're the ones who, you know, will be all under the hustle bustle of shaitan and being deceived by him and, you know, going astray by his company, they'll all be enemies for one another. Adu, again. Illa al-muttaqeen. But again, now, evaluating that where does the right type of friendship lie and where does the goodness lie? Allah Ta'ala says that the muttaqeen and those who are God conscious, fearful of Allah Ta'ala, yeah, fearful of displeasing Allah, those who try their most utmost effort to walk in the deen of Allah, there that won't be any enmity there. Yeah, it'll only be bliss but bliss, my dear brothers, by Allah. It'll be bliss but bliss. But it'll be challenging. It will be challenging. It will be something that will require a shape shift. That, you know, coming and making the effort, but we have to make the effort. Again, and the key code in there is, we keep reminding ourselves, where does our benefit lie? Where is our loss? Where does our benefit lie? Where is our loss? We know this in the world, but in terms of the Akhirah, where's our benefit? Where's our loss? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly give us the ability and tawfiq to evaluate and do a reality check. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to adopt that company which is right, the company of the pious, the company of the Qur'an, the company of dhikrullah, the company of those who are involved in the dhikr of Allah, the company of those things that only benefit us. May Allah give us the ability to abstain from all those things that will take us away from this amazing benefit that we as all believers are promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. Some dua, inshallah, 2-3 minutes or so. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kulluhu biyadika al-khayri kulluhu. Allahumma laka alhamdu hamdan da'iman ma'a dawamik wa laka alhamdu hamdan khalidan ma'a khuludik wa laka alhamdu hamdan la muntaha duna mashiyatik wa laka alhamdu hamdan la yuridu bihi qailuhu illa ridhaak. Allahumma laka aslamna wa bika amanna wa alayka tawakkalna wa ilayka anabna wa bika khasamna. يا رب كل شيء بقدرتك على كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء حتى لا تسألنا عن شيء. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مثبت القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم عاتق رقابنا من النار في شهر رمضان. لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار. O Allah Ta'ala, Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin, we ask you to forgive us, O Allah. Ya Allah, in this month of Ramadan, O Allah, we ask you to bring the best positivity out of us, O Allah. Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin, we ask you to remove the negativity that we have within us, O Allah. O Allah Ta'ala, Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin, Ya Allah, let us our sitting right now not to be in vain, O Allah. My coming from where I've come, O Allah, let it not be just for the sake of show, O Allah. Ya Rabbil Alameen, delivering a message, O Allah. Ya Rabbil Alameen, I ask you that we all become receptive to what was said and mentioned today, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah Ta'ala, let us really, really understand what our ideal soul purpose in this world is, O Allah. Ya Allah, when our eyes will truly close and our eyes which will see the true reality of the hereafter open, O Allah, let it not be that we come empty-handed to you, O Allah, but we have hoarded and we have filled our hands totally in this dunya, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, let it be the opposite, O Allah, that we have enough for this world, Ya Allah, but in essence for the hereafter we have bags and bags full of good deeds, O Allah, that will never diminish, O Allah, that nobody else will be rightful over because of them, their rights being violated, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us square it all out, O Allah, and make amends with you, O Allah. Ya Allah Ta'ala, let's make amends with our relationship with you, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us the ability to walk on sirat al-mustaqim, the true straight path, O Allah. Give our children the ability, O Allah. Until the day of Qiyamah, we ask you to preserve deen, da'wah, effort of knowledge, effort of ilm and amal within our families, O Allah, within our friends, the whole ummah, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we ask you to give us safe passage with our iman, O Allah, when we leave this world and until we reach Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask you for Jannatul Firdaus in this month, O Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to keep us away, miles and years and light years away from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbil Alameen, we ask you to give us sincerity in our actions, O Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, to immensely reward our mothers and sisters, Ya Allah Ta'ala, our spouses at home, O Allah Ta'ala, for the efforts that they give during the month of Ramadan, O Allah. Ya Rabbil Alameen, we ask you to bless our families and, O Allah Ta'ala, remove any type of argumentation, O Allah, any type of hatred, O Allah, any type of malice, O Allah. Ya Allah Ta'ala, we ask you to bring the bonds of love and, Ya Allah Ta'ala, we ask you to strengthen these bonds within families, O Allah. Ya Rabbil Alameen, today we give friends preference, O Allah, over parents, O Allah. Ya Rabbil Alameen, O Allah Ta'ala, we ask you that we become the coolness of the eyes of our parents. And O Allah Ta'ala, we can look at towards our parents with the gaze of love, O Allah. Ya Rabbil Alameen, we ask you to be an example for our children, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbil Alameen, that when we are standing for Salah, they also stand near us, O Allah. Ya Rabbil Alameen, when we are sitting with Quran, they also grab a little exercise book and they copy us, O Allah. Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, there is much to pass on to the coming generations, O Allah. Ya Rabbil Alameen, we ask you that you make us an ideal role model for ourselves, we become an ideal role model for those around us, O Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to safeguard us from any type of make-up type of deen, O Allah. Any type of two-faced type of deen, O Allah. Any type of way that we are hypocritical in our amal and our practice, O Allah. Ya Allah Ta'ala, that we go about displeasing you and we please shaitan, but at the same time we try to please you and we try to act as if nothing's happened, O Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to make us a clear-cut believer, O Allah. Even with others, when we're interacting with human beings, O Allah, when we're interacting with people around us, O Allah, that we are clear-cut, straightforward, O Allah Ta'ala, in our dealings, Ya Rabbil Alameen, in the way we conduct ourselves, O Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to make us an embodiment of akhlaq and good characteristics and traits, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, for whatever we have asked you, we ask you that you accept it, O Allah. That you make us mustajab al-da'wah, O Allah. A person whose du'as are readily accepted in your court, O Allah. We ask you to give us immense barakah in our sustenance, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Whoever is in debt and whoever is under qarud, O Allah, we ask you to remove any type of debt and qarud and monetary difficulty, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah Ta'ala, we ask you to accept whatever we have made du'a for, O Allah, from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam until today, whatever du'as have been asked from you, at the time between the Asr and Maghrib Salah or close towards Iftar, O Allah, we ask you for these same du'as in our favor, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun, wa Salamun Alal Mursaleen, walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Thank you.